All right, this is the Human Podcast. Today is going to be a solo episode because my wife is freaking out and Courtney is, we have no idea where. And she's freaking out because I got upset that the fucking table was a goddamn disaster zone. And I'm just trying to fucking get some shit together. And whatever. She just could not handle that, any of that shit. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to do a fucking solo episode. I have some grievances about fucking being a truck driver anyway that I just want to get out. I'm fucking sick and goddamn tired of motherfuckers out there just being a shithead to any fucking truck driver. You understand that we're fucking bringing you every fucking thing in the world, right? You understand that we bring you your gas, your food, every fucking thing that you enjoy on a daily basis, the ability to flush your toilets. We take away the sewer water. We bring the propane. Every fucking thing you enjoy is due to a trucker. But yet, you motherfuckers out here just cutting us off, being pieces of shit. Just fucking... I understand. Yes, we do go slower because we're carrying, you know, 80,000 pounds of your shit that you need. And anytime you're like, get an Amazon order and you're like, oh no, my Amazon order was late. What the fuck? And you go screaming to Amazon. It's probably because some fucking shithead decided to take their fucking 1977 Winnebago that can't go over 50 miles an hour and just fucking sit there in front of the fucking truck driver as he's trying to get your shit to you. Honestly, stop it. You know, just... You don't need, if you're not in a hurry, if you're in an RV, you're not in a hurry. So quit it with that bullshit. Quit it with the fucking tailgating of truckers. We see you back there. And guess what? If we're going 5 over the fucking speed limit and we have time to spare, we're going to get to our receiver early. Yeah, guess what? Now you're going, you know, 3 under because you're an asshole. Fuck you. Stop it. We are on a time schedule. Guess what? We have a timer that ticks down from the second we do our pre-trip inspection, our DVIR, our driver vehicle inspection report. We have 14 fucking hours to get done. We only have 11 hours to drive in the fucking day. So don't fucking waste our goddamn time. We don't come into your fucking office as you're trying to, you know, fax something off or make a copy of something and be like, oh no, we need to fucking, you know, make a copy of our tits or our ass because we think it's hilarious. Oh yeah, your boss is breathing down your neck? Suck a dick. We don't fucking care. And then your boss comes around the corner. Why isn't this copied yet? Well, this guy right here, don't blame it on other fucking people. It's your responsibility to go find like another way. There's a reason why truck drivers have like this thing that we're angry pricks. Yeah, because we spend months and months out on the fucking road. Go here, go there. Oh, you said we were going to be home for Christmas. Guess what? You're not going to be home for fucking Christmas. You're not going to be home for Thanksgiving. You're not going to be home for New Year's. Forget any of the holidays. Forget any social life. Forget it. This is the life that we live. And yeah, I get to be home on my weekends because I'm a regional truck driver. That means I drive within the region, go out of state, and cool. Local truck drivers usually stay within their city or at least state. Regional, go out of state. And then national, that's forget about it. You know, you'll go in with Swift. Oh yeah, you're going to be home at least, you know, one night a week. And then they're going to be like, okay, you're going to be out for 4 months and then get out there. But yet people are like, these truck drivers are fucking pieces of shit. We need to have the, it's like, okay, you know, what's going to happen when every fucking truck driver in the world decides they want to quit? They're just fed up with the shit. We're not getting fucking paid enough. And that's the real reason why there's a severe lack of truck drivers. And I saw this fucking news story not too long ago. Oh, there's not going to be, you know, you might run up to a gas pump and it might be out of gas. And it's like, eh, no, not really. It's not that drastic yet. But I'd have to say here in 20 years, I'm going to be demanding $250,000 a year to drive your trucks. Because guess what? I have a CDL, and it's not an easy fucking thing to get. And the way that most of you fucking drive anyway, I'm like, you're never going to get a CDL. You'd have to fucking illegally pay for it. And it's so easy to lose it because every 2 years I have to go get a medical examination to prove that I don't have diabetes, that I don't have this, that, or the other thing, that I can bend my fingers, that I'm, you know, physically able to bend my fingers and reach my toes and dumb shit like that. And if I fail, then guess what? I can't drive anymore. And the way I'm looking, I'm probably one of the youngest truck drivers out there at 29. I'm turning 30 next month. I am easily one of the fucking youngest motherfuckers out here to be driving a fucking truck. And, you know, I look, it's like, oh yeah, I'm 67. Oh shit, you don't have much longer. It's like, yeah, I'm going to retire here in 5 years. So I say in about 20 years from now, if more and more people do not just jump on being truck drivers, it's going to go haywire. There's going to be people that want to be YouTube stars and Instagram people and TikTok stars, and they don't actually want to go in and drive a truck. There's plenty of people I've seen, you know, get the CDL, go through all of it, and then get burnt down in a year and like, I'm never doing that shit again. It was rough. And there's definitely fucking times where I am cutting it super close and the stress is just fucking building day. And it's like, oh yeah, this motherfucker, I have 5 minutes to get somewhere that's 5 minutes away. And I can't move my truck after that. Cool. Thanks, bud. And then, like me, I deliver tires. So if you ever have been to like a tire place, you know, Discount Tire, whatever, and you're like, where are my tires? It's like the tire guy was supposed to be here. Guess what? I'm probably hemmed up in some fucking snow or just stuck behind some fucking asshole that did an accident or had to take a long way around because someone died on a pass. And so they just closed down the fucking pass. Shit happens. So just stop being a fucking piece of shit to us. Stop, you know, cutting us. Like, that's bananas. This is the most fucking crazy shit I've ever seen. Is people will cut in front of a semi and, like, brake check them. I'm like, okay. It's essentially a hammer versus an empty soda can. That's the comparison right here. A sledgehammer. Not like, just any hammer. A fucking big-ass, like, 12-pound sledgehammer against a fucking empty aluminum can. You will die. But most of these truck drivers actually give a shit. And guess what? They're going to be held at fault. But, oh, turn around, that truck driver has a dash cam. I'm just waiting for the day that someone tries to do that dumb bullshit to me. And like, this truck driver was a piece of shit and he hit my back end. And I'll let them go and tell their entire fucking story. I'm like, no, go to them first. Get their entire story. And when the cops come to me, I'm like, let me show you the video. And just watch them turn white as a sheet. It's like, can I change my story? And it's like, no, you actually just perjured yourself and committed a felony. Enjoy that. And enjoy buying me a brand new $80,000 truck. So here's the video, officers. And then they take him away in fucking handcuffs. And he's like crying. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's like, I don't give a fuck. And I have to say, about 99% of every fucking truck driver has a dash cam. And if you don't, if you are a truck driver listening to this and you don't have a dash cam, get one. It has saved my job multiple times. Seriously, like, I've had an officer pull me over, you know, Colorado State Patrol pulls me over. He's like, you were driving on the shoulder. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. And, you know, we data queued it, asked for their fucking dash cam footage. Like, we don't have any. It's like, well, we do. And our dash cam footage says the exact opposite. In fact, it says your officer was doing 60 in a fucking 75, dangerous low speeds. So our truck driver passed him, and they pulled him over just for shits and giggles. I have multiple videos of the same officer doing the same shit, but nothing is ever going to get done. In fact, that's solid advice I'd give to anyone across the board, get a fucking dash cam. Get a front and back one if you can. Just get one facing you. You don't have to give it over. They would have to, you know, if they steal it out of your shit and take your dash cam footage without your consent, then guess what? It can't be used in a court of law. And they could, you know, have video footage of you on your phone and crash into someone. It's like, guess what? That's non-admissible at all. And if you show it in a court, it's so bad. So, yeah, get a dash cam. Have it face you. Because guess what? If you're not on your phone and they're like, who's on his phone? Like, I was driving, hands 10 and 2. Then guess what? They're fucking, you know, perjuring themselves, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Just know that. I'm not a lawyer, but I have gotten out of my fair share of tickets, my fair share of, you know, getting my ass fucking shit canned because of some dumb bullshit. So just know that's what's up. Get yourself a fucking dash cam. Another thing is, like, there's only two types of vehicles I'll ever fucking look out for. One being motorcycles. Being someone that rides motorcycles myself, I don't feel like, you know, they should be put in danger. Also, they're fast. They get the fuck out of the way. They don't bother me ever. There's only been, like, one motorcyclist that I've been like, what the fuck? And I was driving, like, at 3 in the morning, pitch black outside. This motorcyclist wearing all black, had no lights on his motorcycle, driving in the middle of the road, and I had to swerve hard to miss him. He was doing, like, 10 in a 65. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And the second vehicle is other trucks, because people will be pieces of shit, won't let you over. You know, like, a lane's about to go down to, two lanes are about to go down to one, and, you know, cars will still try and fucking pass you. It's like, dude, I'm doing 5 over the fucking speed limit, and you're doing, like, 10 over the fucking speed limit just to get in front of me? And then you're going to go slower in front of me? Fuck you. You know, anytime I see someone being a piece of shit in, like, a school zone, around school buses, in a construction zone, or just a piece of shit in general, I see him get pulled over. Oh, I beat off to that thought. It's better than porn. I love it. But, I mean, just, next time you see a truck driver, thank the fucking truck driver. People, you know, go to the military people and thank you for your service. What have they actually done for you? They've, you know, gone, taken tax dollars, gone over to another country, had a great fucking time over there, fucked a bunch of prostitutes, and came back safely. Not all of them do. And when we're in true wartime, like right now, we're like, we're in war. It's like, yeah, we're in, you know, we have nukes against people that have, like, sticks and stones. And, like, AK-47s. Like, get out of here. We're not in war. The last attack on U.S. soil was 20 years ago. If we're in war, you know, plenty of people would die and we'd talk more about it. In fact, you know, police officers have killed more people than terrorists at this point. So maybe we should, you know, start going after the police. Whatever. It's a huge fucking can of worms that I just don't want to get. But anytime you see, like, a police or a military service member, you know, sitting there and their fucking, you know, combat gear or whatever, thank you for your service. Thank a fucking truck driver. Thank someone that brings you your fucking gas every day. Thank the people that bring you your fucking mail every day. Thank the people that, you know, take your fucking trash away. Thank those people. They're the real fucking heroes. They're the ones that keep America fucking rolling. They're the ones that allow you to still have your way of life. But instead, no. You're just like, let's, you know, blue lives matter, and we're not going to pay attention to really fucking anything, and we don't care. Fuck everything. It's like, I hate all you motherfuckers. But I'm still going to fucking drive a truck. Still pays a decent wage. But I see here in 20 years, that it's like, okay, we need about another 10 million truck drivers. Like, they've already looked at getting 18-year-olds, and I'm like, do not put 18-year-olds in a fucking truck. They are way too fucking stupid and just way too self-absorbed. And if you're, like, wondering, should I be a truck driver? Are you an insomniac? Do you, like, stay up? You know, can you be focused on one thing forever? Can you dodge a million fucking deer? Pretend like you're invisible on the road, essentially, because there's people that will just run you off the road. They don't give a fuck. You know, they'll be like, oh, I still need to fucking pass. I still need to get in front of you. And then you're riding their fucking tail all the way to, you know, the next town. It's so, but if you think that you want to become a truck driver, go look into it. It doesn't take a whole lot to get into being a truck. Do not drive for Swift, though. Like, every fucking truck driver across the board, we hate Swift. They're dumb as hell. You know, Swift stands for sure wish I finished training. And it's the most retarded of all of the trucking companies, of all the mega carriers. Go work for, you know, CRST or, you know, CR England or something like that. If you want to go work for a mega carrier, or find like a smaller outfit that, you know what they're going to be doing. Go drive for Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Or go find like an oil company that you can drive for. Get your hazmat. Do you have a clean background? Yeah, you can go get your hazmat. You're going to have to study for it. You're going to have to know all about the air brakes. You're going to have to know about the S-cams. You know, in order to get your CDL, you have to go around your truck and be like, this is my air dryer. This is my steering linkage. This is my pitman arm. It's fucking, this is my air compressor. This is the governor. You know, my air compressor is gear driven or belt driven. You have to know every last little fucking detail about your truck. And after driving, you start to know it really fucking well. And if something breaks, you're like, I know what that is. And so you can just take it in and have the mechanics that are professionally paid to fix your truck fuck it up even worse. God. Fucking hate mechanics some days. But yeah, I mean, thank a truck driver next time you see him. And become a truck driver. Otherwise, guess what? You know, the prices are just going to go up in order to bring back old truck drivers. You know, and there's some of you youngins that are like, oh, they're just going to have, you know, automatic drivers, you know, and automatic. It's like, okay, let's, I want to see a truck go over Wolf Creek Pass with just in the dead of winter when it's covered in snow, just automatically. Because I don't think you could do it. There's times where I can't see the fucking road and I'm, you know, crawling at 5 miles an hour. And I'm like, I hope this is the road. And people are like, oh no, the GPS is accurate. It's like GPS doesn't work up there. Especially in those long ass tunnels. And if it's all covered in, it's going to be a shit show. But who cares? Because, you know, your automatic, you know, vehicles are going to run everything. Now, if that's the truth, and, you know, if I'm proven wrong and, you know, everything's ran automatically and it's like, oh, cool, truck drivers are no longer needed. And, you know, one person, Elon Musk, is even more rich. Cool. He has $10 trillion. We made up a new word because he has so much fucking money. And speaking of Elon Musk, you know, I gotta thank you, bud. I sold my Dogecoin at 70 cents. Oh, felt really good. And then watch it just plummet to the fucking ground. Oh, I've never been happier to, you know, paper hand out. take my profits. But honestly, I'm probably going to take my profits and throw them right into GameStop because I'm still diamond handing over there. I don't know why. Don't know if there's a reason for it, but I am. And I love GameStop. And I have a whole bunch of fucking, you know, bullshit to, you know, get into today on Broker Boys and today in Argue This. But let me pull up the fucking news stories, because, you know, always have to have the fucking news stories. Well, number one, Bill Gates getting divorced. I don't know what the fuck happened there. I don't know if he is into some weird shit. And he's like, Bill, I'm tired of you sacrificing children to the devil. And it's like, you know, okay. We're going to get a divorce and I'm going to tell everyone you sacrifice children to the devil. It's like, good luck. You use Windows. I'll just block you. Yeah. But, you know, Pennsylvania District Attorney 44 pleads guilty to raping at least five women in his office and switching on a noise-canceling machine to cover up the sound. It fucking looks like Jared Fogle from, like, the Subway commercials. Let me see if I can find out more, because I don't actually, like, read the fucking stories. I just read the headlines sometimes. Yeah. Tawanda. Oh, look. Shit. Just a white dude just raping women in his office. Whatever. And guess what? The CDC now acknowledges that COVID is now airborne. Guess we're all going to get it and we're all going to die. Oh, wait, we're not. COVID is not really a super threat anymore. But they're just going to keep riding that train until they can, you know, arrive at station global warming, global change, and all that dumb bullshit to keep us all still down. It's like, oh, don't drive your cars anymore. And shooting guns is bad for the environment, and doing this is bad for the environment. It's like, yeah, maybe. But yeah, I mean, it's stupid. Yeah, and then over there in Portland today, or not today, but a few days ago, armed militia were pulling over drivers. Yeah, it's a fucking crazy ass video. Oh yeah, and get out of Amazon. I guess Jeff Bezos sold $2.5 billion of Amazon stock. Probably something to do with his divorce, but it feels like. Feels like these tech industries, Microsoft, Amazon, are all about to take a huge fucking dive. And some people should be worried about it. I'm not a financial advisor at all. And this is more Broker Boys territory, but it's just stupid speculation. What if these fucking divorces were because everything's about to take a fat fucking dive? And these guys know something that everybody else doesn't. And, you know, they can take these divorces and get out of their stock without it being insider trading. I mean, you can still fuck your divorced wife, too. But, yeah, police kill a three-month-old baby. Ugh. California bar owners charged with multiple felonies for allegedly selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. These vaccination cards are way easy to fake. Like, I don't know why anyone in the fucking world ever thought they would be, you know, it's like, oh, here's your card. It's like, this is it? This is what I get? It's like, yep, that's it. It's like, how do they keep track of all that? What if I just made myself a fucking card? You know, I know people with cards and I can just copy it, you know, just go in, just, you know, make up some other bullshit, print it out, laminate it. Here you go. Here's my vaccination. I'm all vaccinated. I'm a good boy. And just, your name's on it. Okay, cool. Let's call it a day. There you go. Get the fuck out of here. And that's pretty much all it's ever going to take. You don't have to sign up for these new fucking, you know, verify programs. Because guess what? A vaccination. What the fuck? Who is goddamn texting me? Yeah, and it's fucking Mother's Day, too. I was going to do a whole fucking MILF contest. I had a whole bunch of shit planned, but the girls decided to fag the fuck out. And I'm like, ah, fuck it. Goddamn, you destroyed the fucking bets. But yeah, it's Mother's Day. Thank you, mothers, for, you know, deciding to destroy your fucking pussies and entire lives to give birth to a bunch of shitheads that run everything. So, thank you. I might record the conversation I have with my mom here in a bit. And, you know, just kind of like, hey, you know, what do you think? And if I do that, I'm going to put it at the end of this episode to make, you know, boom, there you go. And, yeah, I mean, I don't get paid for this. I don't really care. But yeah, stop being shitty to truck drivers. Stop sucking military dick because, you know, it's the thing to do and we're patriots, you know, God bless America and all that dumb bullshit. Stop it. And, yeah, go fucking hug your moms unless, you know, she hugged you a little too much and was got a little too molestery, then, you know, just, you know, kind of go confront her on that. You know, women can be rapists too. But that's it. That's all I got for you today. I wish I had these fucking women here. Not kinda. But, yeah, this is, you know, kind of like back to the basics, back to the roots, back to where I fucking first started this all by myself. These were my first fucking episodes, just talking about dumb bullshit, things that fucking bothered me. And, yeah, next time you see a truck that's in a hurry, maybe let it through. If you see a truck that's tailgating you, or if you look behind you and you see like 50 fucking vehicles, pull over to the side of the road. You're going to be considered a fucking hero. Everyone's going to give you a gold star. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you. But if, you know, if you're someone that's like, okay, and, you know, people have to race around you just to get through, fuck you. You're being a piece of shit. Everyone hates you, and we're all going to flip you off. And the amount of times I've seen, you know, someone being like in the, you know, just a two-lane highway and just being shitty up front, and then the second it opens to like two lanes and I go to pass them and they speed up. They're like, oh, wait, it is 65. I'm like, no, I'm going to get in front of you. I'm going to speed to get in front of you, and then I'm going to slow you down if you continue to do this bullshit, because you are not going to do it to fucking everybody else. You have about 50 cars back there, you dumb piece of shit. We hate you. But, I mean, that's it. And, yeah, we'll be back. You know, hopefully everyone will be back here next week. And we'll have the MILF contest all ready and be like, you know, what do you think of these mothers? We're going to rate your mother and, you know, go for it. We're just going to like pull random moms off the internet, go on like Reddit and like look at MILF and make, all right, which one of these dumb MILFs does not have their fucking pussies exposed? I'm sure. Now I have to go look. Let's see. M-I-L-F. Reddit MILF 1.2 million members. Continue. Yeah, no, they're all fucking naked. Yep, they're that's not a mother. Not a mother. Not a mother. I mean, you can tell because their nipples are like perfect still. Like, oh, I'm a mother. It's like, you might want to be a mother. That's a mother. For sure, that's a mother. Holy fuck. The nipples are chewed the fuck up. So I'm going to have to find some, like, you know, tamer ones. Or at least, you know, censor them before bringing them up. What do you think about this woman? Actually, I'm not going to censor them at all. Just, you know, find the ones that are actually mothers. But yeah, we'll be back next week. And check me out on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. Alex the Truck. And fucking, I hate all you fucking four-wheelers. Bye.